Now, last year's winner, Summer Leckie, see during the week, she was talking about just what a great occasion it was for her because, you know, there's many people who will be there next Friday, many great achievements, we'll hear many great stories. And during that time, you know, she says, it's when you're recognised by people from your own area, that's what makes it so special.
Yeah, I mean, I think Summer hadn't been at the awards before, so it was her first time. And I think she said she herself, even just initially coming into the function, she was overwhelmed by the numbers that were there. And I suppose, like, she won her own category, but then at the very end of the night, then to win the overall award. And I think when she was looking, she didn't realise that the likes of Mark English had won it two years in a row, just a couple of years previous to that, and to be sort of in the same basket as Mark English. It really brought it home to her, just the special thing that the Donegal Sports Star Awards is, and as I say, to be up on the stage there and receiving that overall award from Ruby Walsh last year, it really struck a chord with her, and she certainly reflected that when she was talking to me earlier in the week.
Now, the awards, it's split into a number of primary schools and secondary schools, and this is a very important part of the overall awards, and great for so many youngsters who are there, sometimes just to see names that they may have heard of but never have seen in person.
Absolutely. I mean, we have nine categories in the schools, from primary to secondary, and you know, we also have the teacher awards. Yes, for the youngsters themselves to be coming to the awards, to be sitting down and to be rubbing shoulders with adult stars from the various different sports, from GAA to soccer to athletics. It's something special for them, and that's something that they'll remember, and hopefully it'll drive them on to stay at their sport and to do their best and to achieve at a higher level as their career progresses.
And once again, Declan, a huge variety of sports. It's a case often of the so-called lesser sports or the minority sports that sometimes throw up some of the most interesting stories and successes that some people may not have heard about.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a range of minority sports there. And I suppose one that always strikes me, and I'm sure you remember it as well, Chris, back in 2011, the overall winner was a fellow called Jim Doherty from Newton Cunningham, who won the Clay Pigeon Award. And I suppose that year, a lot of people didn't know or hadn't even heard of Jim Doherty. But when we listed out his achievements, people were in no doubt that he was the most deserving winner of the award, having won at European and at world level in his sport. So, yes, the minority sports are very, very, very important part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, and they will be again this year.
For the judging committee, it's always difficult to decide some of the categories, some more so than others. And as always, the team event is probably one of the hardest ones. And it just shows the amount of worthy contenders this year. It's once again the same case.
Well, it definitely is. I mean, as you see there yourself, Chris, there's a huge number of nominees in that category. And yes, for the committee themselves, it's taken some time to decide the winners, and a lot of categories, and especially I suppose the team category is one that certainly posed quite a few difficulties for the committee. But I suppose, listen, that's part of the job. We're well used to it, and we have a very, very good committee. We have a good range of people from different sports in the committee as well. So we've got it as best we can, and we intend. Listen, Chris, it's brilliant to see the awards going so well. It's the 44th awards this year, started in 1976. We have the Donegal County Council back with us again as the exclusive sponsors, and of course there is two individuals and one team that knows that will actually be getting an award. Of course, we have Ross Portsmouth FC. Ronan has had a fantastic year in 2019. He scoring goals freely there for Portsmouth, and also he picked up the Player of the Month award 2 months in a row there with Portsmouth. We also have the Finesse Gymnastics Club, who have achieved greatly at international level this year, or in 2019. And of course, the Hall of Fame was going to the legendary GAA figure, Sean Ferreter.
And as you say there, a lot of the awards we don't know till on the night, and that all adds to the excitement, because there's people there and they really have no idea who's going to get the award.
Absolutely, and I mean, I'm sure you find it and we find it within the committee as well. I mean, there's a great buzz about the different categories and the nominees, and people wondering you know, who's going to win such in the category. And there's a lot of people looking at the, when they've seen the list coming out there at the beginning of January, you know, looking at the different categories and looking at the names and wondering, yeah, you know, who's this or that, such in the one, yeah, they'll definitely get that one. But then in others, they're not so sure. So, yeah, that all adds to the excitement. And, you know, we also have a very special guest on next Friday night as well, and Rob Heffernan, Olympic bronze medalist from 2012. And, of course, he was won a world gold then in 2013. And, look, he follows in the footsteps of the likes of Ruby Walsh and Ken Doherty. And we're really looking forward now to having Rob with us on Friday night. And of course, we're looking forward to hearing you and Rob having a conversation about his career, and I suppose, and about his thoughts about the Donegal Sports Star Awards as well.
Yeah, and it has been one of the highlights in recent years, the guests, the calibre of the guests, and it really can make part of the evening.
Oh, it's a huge part of the evening, and as Ruby Walsh and Ken Doherty in the last 2 years, I mean, they entertained the 600 guests that we had at the awards in the last couple of years. They entertained them superbly, and you know, it's a very important part of the awards. And listen, we've been very fortunate in terms of the calibre of guests that we've been getting for a number of years now, and hopefully that will continue into the future.